Hare Krishna. Yesterday you had a really wonderful parikrama to Pandiravan, and from there to Raval, and then back. Pandiravan was a place where Krishna and Srimati Radharani were married. And that's described in Garga Samhita and Brahma Vaivarta Purana. And it's also a place of many other wonderful pastimes that we were discussing. Bandiravan is on the other side of the Jamuna, which means that it's under the direction, domain of Lord Balaram. On this side, here in New Rajadam, which is the east side, although in Bhuma Vrindavan is the west side, if you're not getting confused, those are the seven forests are under Krishna's direction. So, starting with Madhuvan and Talavan and Kadhiravan, Vrindavan, Kamyavan, Bahulavan, and Kumudavan. And then on the other side are Bhilvan, Bandiravan, Padravan, Mahavan, and one that I left out. And those five are Lord Balaram's force. Padravan is his favorite force. And in Bandiravan, my favorite pastime there, which we spoke of yesterday, is near the, there is a Bandiraka tree. Actually, in this Bandiravan is different than the Bandiravan around the Bandiravat tree, which is on the other side of the Jamuna, where Krishna killed Palambasura, and where also the other fire, Krishna followed the swallowed the fire when it was endangering the cowherd boys when they were out tending cows. Also the place where Krishna would wrestle with cowherd boys. He had an official wrestling arena there. And it was also there where Krishna wrestled with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And that's Bandiravat, that tree. And because the area around it is also called Bandiravan, but it's not one of the 12 forests, Bandiravan. The 12 forests is on this side. And there also is another Bandiravat, which is of a different fame than the one I just mentioned. And that Bandiravat, Vat means banyan tree. Bandiravat, banyan tree. And that's the fame of that tree, is that that's the tree under which Lord Brahma married Radha to Krishna. And then not far from that is a coop, a Venu coop, where Krishna stuck his flute in the ground in order to bring water for thirsty cowherd boys. And it's also called Dauji coop, because Lord Balaram was a favorite of Lord Balaram, who would regularly bathe there in that water as well, out of showing respect for his younger brother. And just beside that well, cowherd boys would also drink there, bathe there, although it's right by the bank of the Jamuna, is a temple of Sridham. And that temple of Sridham has two particular pastimes associated with it. One was when they were there in Bandiravan playing. And usually they would, like boys do, they would pair off into groups, two groups, and the groups were usually either Balaram's group and Krishna's group. And then whatever the game was, the often, not always, but often, the prize or the winners would have to carry the losers on their back. Sometimes the winners would get to eat the losers, so they would exchange lunch bags or something like that, especially with Krishna's lunch pack. Srila Prabhupada said that because Krishna was the son of a king, his lunch pack was always more opulent than that of the other cowherd boys. And so on this particular occasion, Krishna lost, and he had to carry Sridham on his back. And some of the cowherd boys, or the cowherd boys, became very incensed by this proposal. They said, you can't do that. Out of love, they were speaking like that. Krishna's so frail and small, and he can't carry you this long distance and so on, like a horse. Aside from that, he's also the son of a king. So how can you sit on the shoulders of a son of a king? Besides which, third reason is that Garga Muni also said he's as good as Narayan. So would you sit on Narayan's shoulder? Sridham is Srimati Radharani's older brother, so he has the same mood as Srimati Radharani. He's also very quarrelsome and not so easily intimidated. So he answered that, what do you mean he's the son of a king? I'm the son of a king also, because he's Maharaj Vishwabhanu's son, so there's no problem in one prince sitting on another prince's shoulder. And if he was so weak, how is it that he's killing all of these demons left, right, and center? Besides that, these stories about his being as good as Narayan are sort of nice glorification that Garga Muni told his parents. So, because parents always want to think a lot of their children, but do you seriously believe that he's actually Narayan? He's just he's a spoiled prince. How can you call him Narayan? So Sridham wouldn't have any of it, and he told Krishna, you agreed to the wager, don't back out of it now, it won't look good. And Krishna didn't, and so he carried Sridham on his back, and they went from one to another and galloping around. But the cowherd boys had told them, if you do this, we're not going to play with you. We're not going to eat with you. In fact, we're not even going to associate with you. Then you're going to have to just go somewhere else. So just like children tend to do things like that. Anyway, Sridham didn't care. But afterwards, when Sridham dismounted from Krishna's shoulders, then they told him, we warned you. He says, we're playing, but you can't play with us anymore. He says, so you just go somewhere else, go find someone else to play with, but you're not playing with us. And we're just about to eat, and you can't even eat with us either. So Sridham went off to a little distance, and he sat down there beside the well, and he was lamenting. And then Krishna came over to him, and Krishna said, don't lament, it's just all in play. And he said, Sridham said, he says, I'm not heavy for you. Krishna says, no, whenever you sit on my shoulders, I feel like I'm carrying a garland around my neck. And he says, don't listen to them, all these fairy tales about me being Narayan. He says, I'm just a cowherd boy. So anyway, then Krishna talked all the cowherd boys into letting Sridham back, and then of course everything was forgotten, and they continued on playing. And then there's another part which was when Krishna and when Balaram went to Mathura, and of course all the cowherd men and the cowherd boys followed them there until Kamsa was killed, and then Maharaj Ugrasen was seated on the throne, and then a few days after that, then it was time for them to go back. And of course that's a very sorrowful separation, leaving Krishna. But anyway, Krishna was reassuring them, I'm just staying here for a few days just to pacify Vasudeva and Devaki, who've suffered so much on my part, and then I'll be back. So as they were leaving, Sridham asked Krishna, he says, so just tell me exactly what that means, you're going to be back. Krishna says, I'll be back in a few days. But Sridham wasn't convinced. He knew Krishna long time, knew that telling the truth wasn't always Krishna's strong side, so to speak. And so he said, all right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm fasting, I'm not going to eat or drink until you come back to Vrindavan. And so Krishna said, no, don't say that. I've got enough problems on my head. Don't make me feel bad because you're going to be fasting. And Sridham said, well, if you're only coming back after a couple of days, then it won't be a long fast, will it? So then Sridham came back with the cowherd men, and he went off to Bandiravan, and he sat down there, chanting Krishna's names, absorbed in remembering Krishna's pastimes, and now Jiva Goswami says that, well, there are many, many times that Krishna came back, but he gives a date for one of the times that he comes back, or for the main event when he came back, which was when he was 44 years. So if Krishna left when he was 15, then he came back 30 years later. That's Krishna's 2 days. And so Sridham was sitting there. Krishna did come back, and there was a big reception, and everyone was greeting him. Then he was very happy. He was looking around, where's Sridham? And they said, Sridham's not here, he's in Bandiravan. So Krishna got back up on his chariot, and he drove off to Bandiravan, and he was looking, and finally he found Sridham. Sridham was sitting there under a tree, and he'd become very lean because he hadn't eaten or drank. And he was just sitting there with closed eyes, chanting Hare Krishna. And then Krishna came in front of him, and Krishna started calling his name. But Sridham was absorbed in thinking about Krishna, so he was also hearing Krishna's name, Krishna's voice, and seeing Krishna. So it didn't really quite register with him. And then Krishna shook him a little, and Sridham opened his eyes, but he thought that he was just seeing outside what he was also seeing inside. And then finally Krishna made Sridham aware that he was actually personally present, and that he'd come back. And then they had a very wonderful reunion, and he put Sridham back on the chariot, and they went back to Nandagram. And that was the pastime also here at Bandiravan. Hare Krishna.